Steve, thanks. Stick around, Steve. Something that got a mention during the Wintrust business lunch and that we were all talking about even prior to the show. Yesterday, Donald Trump Jr., I don't think I even have to say this, but the son of Donald Trump, could that be more obvious? made a speech last night, in which he referenced Skittles in a very peculiar way. Rex Hubke joins us, a fine columnist for the Chicago Tribune, because he is somehow involved in this. Rex, I don't know if you're even aware of this, but you're getting a lot of press nationally. Fortune.com mentioned some of the tweets that put this into the best perspective, and you were among them. Did you know that?
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we just saw that over the lunch break, so congrats on that. Tell the story in your own words about Donald Trump Jr. and his strange analogy to Skittles yesterday.
Yeah, he tweeted out a picture of a bowl of Skittles, and there's a lot of delicious details that I can follow up with after the general story, but basically it's a bowl of Skittles, and his comment was effectively that this was sort of a metaphor for the Syrian refugee situation, and he said if there were three Skittles in this bowl that would kill you, would you still take a handful? And that is the problem we face with the Syrian refugees.
Yeah.
So that operates on so many despicable levels, it's almost hard to categorize them all. Number one being that the refugees that are leaving a war-torn country are not candy.
Right.
Which was actually wound up being the response from Skittles itself, and the company that produces Skittles, the defamed candy in this case. And, okay, so refugees aren't candy. A. B, it's an utterly ridiculous comparison to make. I mean, first of all, the Syrian refugees that we do take, which it's not very many in the grand scheme of things, are the most thoroughly vetted of any immigrants that come into this country. The whole premise here is kind of ridiculous. But tossing all that aside, what that internet meme that he's basically mimicking is an old one that's been around for a long time, and it was circulated through a lot of white supremacist circles. It used to involve a bowl of M&Ms, and it was changed to Skittles after Trayvon Martin was killed. And because Trayvon Martin, if you remember, was buying Skittles prior to the incident in which he died. So the white supremacist gang switched the meme over to Skittles instead of M&Ms because, haha, that's funny. So anyway, the whole thing is just...
God, that's
grounded.
Even worse than I thought. I didn't know
it's
all the
horrible
backstory. Yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, and unfortunately, Donald Trump Jr. Has routinely been on Twitter, spreading and retweeting all manner of these kind of alt-right white supremacist concepts and memes and sometimes images and all these kinds of things that are literally born, and it's easily traceable. I mean, anybody that has the internet can figure this out in about 5 seconds, but it all stems from this sort of simmering pot of hatred on the far right. And it's pretty, I made a joke. No, I didn't really make a joke. I have made some jokes about it because the whole thing is so preposterous. But and I usually try to make jokes in general to draw attention to things. But in this case, it's really pretty sick, I think. I mean, it was a pretty twisted image on its surface. But even more importantly, the place that it came from is a rather hideous place.
And this is coming off the heels of Donald Trump Jr. making his gas chamber comment a few days ago.
Right, yeah. Nice follow-up.
That hadn't even settled yet.
Yeah, and I also, this is also in the wake of I was at the Republican National Convention, and one of the big themes that came out of that was how great Trump's kids are. And, if his kids are this great, he must be a great guy. Well, yeah, I'd like to hear that line repeated a few times at the moment because there's a lot of dodginess about this. And,
Who knows? Donald might be very proud of Donald Jr. for these particular tweets and quotes.
That is entirely possible. And I understand it's a controversial issue and people have strong feelings about it. And there are legitimate security concerns when you're dealing with any kind of immigration. I get that, of course. But you know what? I mean, I don't know what it is that Forbes picked up on. One of the things I sent was a picture of some Syrian refugee children. And I said, you know what? Let's say they're Skittles.
Yeah.
If there's a risk involved here, I'm taking that risk, okay, to save these particular Skittles because look at them. These are little kids. There are women and kids and men. There's a false belief that it's predominantly fighting age men. I think that's sort of the line that gets run around that are being brought into the country. That's not correct at all. But anyway, I mean, just the whole thing about, you know, our country is kind of founded on you know, being good,
right,
and open, and,
right,
and trying to help people, you know, people in need, because we are the, you know, the strongest country and the wealthiest country and all this kind of thing. And so to not only to turn your back on people in that situation, but to dehumanize them and turn them into candy just is a bit of a step too far for me.
Agreed. Agreed. I'll go on, Wendy.
No, I was just going to say, Rex, if you want, you can read your response to, and I'll do the exact one that Donald Jr., a picture of a bowl of Skittles. If I had a bowl of Skittles and I told you just three would kill you, would you take a handful? That's our Syrian refugee problem. Trump, Pence, make America great again. And then Donald Jr. says, this image says it all. Let's end the politically correct agenda that doesn't put America first. And then your response? Would you like to read it, Rex?
Actually, I don't have it right in front of me at the moment. I'm sorry. I sent like several responses. I was really mad about it.
Sure.
Well, this is the one where you have pictures of refugee kids that are all dressed in colorful clothing, looking like kids from everywhere. Even if we did bring in a few bad Skittles, and there's no evidence we do, you take that risk to save these Skittles, you monstrous dope.
Yeah. Like I said, I was a little mad at the time.
Well, that's what it sparks reaction out of everyone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it went crazy. I mean, Twitter was and all of social media yesterday was going bananas over this. And again, rightfully so. I mean, it's because it's more than just the image and just what he says. I mean, it's the history of it. It is what it represents. It's the callousness of it. All of these things come together. And the fact that we're talking about the son of a presidential candidate, you know, tweeting about refugees as if they're candy. It defies logic that we're at this state in our, I mean, literally, it cracked me up to a degree because last night, and I think I tweeted something along these lines, but we were, the nation, everybody paying attention to this was kind of on the edge of their seat waiting for a candy company to respond to something that could, you know, that could have an impact on the presidential election. Because, again, this is a major gaffe, I would argue, certainly by the son of the candidate. And so, you know, it was kind of up to Skittles. Like, what are they going to do now? And the absurdity of that is not lost on me. I mean, well, it's absolutely bizarre.
Rex, their words, and you mentioned most of it, but you left out the very end, which I think is a very important part of what the statement Mars made was. Their online statement was, as you mentioned, Skittles are candy, refugees are people. It's an inappropriate analogy. They then go on to say, we will respectfully refrain from further commentary as anything we say could be misinterpreted as marketing. That's brilliant. That's just them saying, hey, this isn't us. We're not in on this. We don't want to benefit. No. We don't want to fail because of this. That's great.
Yeah, people far smarter than me in that realm were talking a lot about what an absolutely spot on response that was, because you know, I mean, I understand a company doesn't want to take sides in an election. That's extremely risky for them to do, but at the same time, they did have to respond, and I thought they responded in a very morally upright way by noting what we all should know, which is that refugees aren't candy, and then. You know, and then kind of slowly walking away and saying, okay, you guys fight over this, we're out, which I think was a smart move by them. And
it just continues to dehumanize the situation and people, comparing them to Skittles. And also, if you have trouble with people from Arab nations, keep them out of our country until you know someone that is a friend of yours. And then all of a sudden, there's a human face on it. You know, everybody, it's easy to say, oh, just let's keep them out. Until you know someone, it's dehumanizing every part of the situation. And I hate it.
Yes, and if you go back through our history, this has happened repeatedly with different types of immigrants. I mean, it happened in World War II with Jewish immigrants, and there was reluctance to, you know, let German and other Jewish people from Europe come into the country. There was reluctance against Italian immigrants, Polish. I mean, this has happened many times before, and then you turn around and you look at all the good these Skittles have done for our country.
Right.
I think you start to see things differently. I
mean,
of course there are security issues and there's risks, but we have a process in place for that. And, you know, we have other processes in place to try to keep us safe. And you know, I just think that you have to weigh all of these things. You can't just flatly say, no way, man, we're scared, we're not letting you in. you can die over there or whatever. Not our problem.
This is a nation of immigrants. Unless you're Native American, but you're an immigrant.
Yep.
Your family came over from somewhere else. And a rip on candy so soon after Gene Wilder's death, Willy Wonka, Rex, that's inexcusable. You don't do that.
Have you no dignity, sir?
None. Yeah. None whatsoever.
And now Joe Walsh, a former Republican state representative for Illinois, took ownership of this idea and said this is his original idea that he came up with the Skittles.
He wants credit for this.
Yeah. No, why would you want credit for this?
I know. Well, you know.
Other than to say I thought of it first.
Right.
I was mean first.
There's another, somebody traced it, I believe it was in The Intercept, there. I saw something online just a little bit ago before we got on the line here, and they kind of traced this general concept of the Skittles thing back to a Nazi propagandist who used mushrooms. He compared certain types of mushrooms and used it to talk about how, you know, Jewish people are like a bad mushroom, and if you get one, you die, and it could destroy a whole society, and blah, blah, blah. And that was actually kind of the trace of the very origin of that meme. And that particular person was hung after the Nuremberg trials. So,
wow.
Again,
where's the progress we're supposed to be making?
Right.
Instead, we're going backwards.
Yeah. I mean, some of the stuff, you know, you see this stuff and it's outrageous and it seems vaguely familiar. Well, I think some of it's familiar because some of it's happened before. And I think that's where we really need to be cautious because, you know, we start going down roads that are not good. And again, I don't discount there is a side to this that is concerned, and I understand that, and I respect that, but I just think that we have to look at things in the broad historical picture, and we have to think about who we are as a country before we start just sort of infantilizing these concepts down into a bowl of candy.
Absolutely.
Rex Hupke for president. You get my vote.
No, thank you.
No. He refuses your vote, Wendy. Rex, great to talk to you. We appreciate your insight on this. A very strange story, but you encapsulated it beautifully. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I appreciate it. Good
Thanks.
Luck.
Thanks.
Absolutely. That's right. Tupke, fine writer for your Chicago Tribune. We'll take a little break and then be right back. Bill and Wendy, WGN.